在我们这个礼拜的读经创世纪十七章到二十章。
This week's Bible reading from Genesis chapter 17 to 21.
那在这四章的圣经节里面有很多的教训我们可以学习。
There are many teachings in these four chapters that we can learn from.
但是罗德这一家人的信仰也值得我们来思考。
Among these, the family of Lot has a lot for us to learn from.
我们知道罗德跟亚伯拉罕同时出故乡。
We know that Lot departed from their hometown along with Abraham at the same time.
来到神应许的这一块牛奶与蜜之地。
To come to this promised land full of rich milk and honey.
所以罗德可以说因为亚伯拉罕而得到福气。
We can say that Lot received the blessings along with because of Abraham.
所以在信仰的旅程，亚伯拉罕跟罗德的出发点好像是一样的。
And so in this journey of faith, it appears that Lot's beginning point of faith is the same as Abraham.
但是事情的终局强如事情的起头。
But the end of the matter is greater than its beginning.
那我们看罗德这一家人在信仰的旅程的最后跟亚伯拉罕却差很大。
We can see a vast difference in the end of the journey of faith of Lot's family versus the family of Abraham.
那我们常常会想这个是神预定他呢，还是父母亲努力不够呢，孩子自己变坏呢？有时候我们常常会很多的问题。
Sometimes we wonder, is it because of predestination that they ended up in this way, or is it because the parents did not do a good job or diligence, or the children were not behaving correctly in their own way?
所以有时候我们常常会说，为什么一个很敬虔的家庭啊，小孩子会犯罪呢？那到底是谁错呢？
And so sometimes we might wonder, why would a very devout family turn out children who have committed great sins against God?
那从创世纪我们来看一看神跟人之间到底是怎么互动。
We can study the interaction between man and God from Genesis.
我们看创世纪的十八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 18.
二十节到二十一节。
From verse 20 to 21. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great,and because their sin is very grave. Verse 21, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know.
圣经里面记载至少有两种的声音会达到神面前。
And the Bible records two types of voices that will surely reach the ears of God.
那这两种的声音，神也会有两种的回应，来代表神有不同的本性。
These two types of outcry represents the reactions of God to these two types of outcry also shows the essence of God.
那如果在出埃及记的第二章，
If we look at Exodus chapter 2,
我们看二十三节，
verse 23,
二章二十三节，
Exodus 2:23. Now it happened in the process time that the king of Egypt died.Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
24节.
Verse 24. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
以色列就是神的王子。
We know that Israel means the prince of God.
那寄居在埃及。
And the prince of God is now dwelling in Egypt.
在那里做苦工。
To be the slaves of the nation.
那这里说他们就很痛苦，叹息哀求，哀声达到神的面前。
Here records the children of Israel groaned, and because of bondage they cried out, and their cry came up to God.
有时候我们很痛苦的时候，常常会想，到底谁会在意呢？
Many times when we are in affliction, we will wonder who really cares about us.
那如果有人在意，又谁能够真的帮忙我呢？
And even if they do care, how can they really give us a hand to help us out of a situation?
所以我们在很痛苦的时候，常常觉得没有人了解我，也没有人能够帮助我。
During times of our lowest points of misery and despair, we find that there is no one that we can really turn to for a true and realistic help.
好像我们这条信仰的道路走不下去。
It is as if our journey of faith can never be finished.
但是这里说，他们的哀声达到神的面前。
But here it states that their cries reached the ears of God.
所以神会听我们的哀声。
And so God will listen when we cry out to Him.
这是出于神的慈爱。
This is because it reflects the essence of His love.
那神对我们的痛苦，他就有一个动作。
And because of our affliction, He will do something about it.
就是拣选摩西，要把他们从埃及带出来。
He chose a man called Moses to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt.
所以我们的苦情，神知道，神会带领我们出来。
And so our misery are well known by God, and He will find a way for us to be delivered.
这是圣经记载的一种哀声一种声音达到神面前。
The first type of outcry that reaches the ears of God.
好，那在创世纪十八章我们刚刚读的。
Now, what type of outcry do we find in Genesis 18 that we read previously?
说索多玛跟俄摩达的罪恶甚重，声闻于我。
Here it states that the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah was so great it reached the ears of God.
那神在天上做神就好了，为什么要下来呢？
If God is in heaven, why would He need to come down to investigate this outcry?
因为整个世界在神的掌管之下。
Because this whole world is in the hands of God.
那神是慈爱也是公义的。
And God is just, but He is also merciful.
所以当这个世界的罪恶滔天，有很多人就觉得说神在哪里，好像神没有在回应。
And so when the sins of the world have reached to heaven, some people wonder, where is God? It seems like God is not responding.
其实每一个罪恶的声音都达到神面前。
But actually, every outcry against the evil that is happening reaches the ears of God.
那神就要下来看。
And the Lord God will come down personally to see.
就是要表示神要确定这件事情。
It means that the Lord God is going to investigate and confirm this matter.
那十九章神就在索多玛就看到了罪恶的事实。
And as the Lord came down, it shows in Genesis 19 that God witnessed the evil in this place.
那在创世纪十九章，神看到两件，一个就是淫乱，一个就是暴力。
And what did He see in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? One was violence, and the other one was
暴力
violence,
还有淫乱
and sexual immorality.
那神对这个罪恶的声音，神也会有一个回应。
And this type of outcry against the evil will also reach God's ears.
那神要怎么来回应呢？
And how will God respond to such outcry?
我们看第十九章。
Let's look at Genesis 19.
十五节。
Verse 15. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in a punishment of the city."
好，我们再回来看十九章的十二节、十三节。
And then also verse 12 and 13. Then the man said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city? Take them out of this place." Verse 13. "For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it."
这里有两个天使来就告诉罗德。
And there were two angels here who carried a message to Lot.
说神要毁灭这个地方。
That God will indeed destroy the city.
因为这城的罪恶声音在神面前甚大。
Because the outcry against the sins of this city has reached God's ears.
所以公义的神会有一个回应。
And so the just God will surely respond to such matter.
那在旧约圣经里面，这个神的公义回应很快。
In the Old Testament, the judgment of God came very swiftly.
所以，索多玛、俄摩拉有两个罪，神下来就 用硫磺火把它们烧掉。
And because the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah was so great, God sent down fire and brimstone to immediately demolish the cities.
那挪亚的世代罪很大，神马上用洪水就把它们毁灭。
During the times of Noah, the sins were so great, God immediately sent the flood to destroy the whole world.
所以人就有一个印象，哎，旧约的神哦，太厉害了。
And so some people may say, have this impression that the Old Testament God is very fierce.
哦，所以有的牧道者说，哦，旧约的神不能拜，而新约的主耶稣还差不多，哎，这可以拜。
And so some truth seekers who do not understand the scriptures will say the Old Testament God is much more fierce, but the New Testament God is a lot more merciful and compassionate. It's something that they can accept.
其实旧约的神跟新约的神是同一位的。
But actually the God of the Old Testament and New Testament is one and the same.
那神的本性也没有改变。
And the nature of God or His essence has never changed.
那旧约跟新约差在哪里？
So what is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament?
旧约的报应常常是很快就到。
In the Old Testament, the punishment is very swift.
那新约叫做恩典的约。
But in the New Testament, it is a time of grace.
所以主耶稣说，我来不是要审判。
A covenant of mercy. So therefore, Jesus said, I come here not to this world to judge the world.
他在传道了以后，人不愿意接受，他的门徒就很生气啊，求神从天上降火把他们烧掉。
And so there were times when Lord Jesus was preaching and people rejected the gospel he was preaching. And even his disciples said, should we call down fire from heaven to destroy these people?
主耶稣说你们的心如何你们不知道。
Lord Jesus responded, what is the state of your heart? You do not even know.
他们缺乏怜悯。
Because they lacked mercy.
主耶稣要怜悯世人。
Because God has moved, Lord Jesus has mercy upon the people of this world.
所以主耶稣来这个是恩典期啊。
And so the time when Lord Jesus comes is a time of mercy and compassion.
就好像我们在用这个信用卡有一个恩典期，你不要付。
Or a grace period, just like with our credit cards, we have a grace period in which to pay back our debt.
那当这个恩典期过去了，主耶稣的公义就来了。
But after this time of grace period has expired, then the judgment of God shall come.
所以主耶稣接着说。不信的人在末世，我讲的话要审判他。
And so, Lord Jesus says, those who do not believe will be judged at the end time by my words.
那如果我们看这些使徒写的书信，还有启示的预言，将来要临到的那一种可怕，旧约圣经找不到。
But if we look at the writings of the New Testament apostles, and also the prophecies in the New Testament, we will find that the calamity or destruction or judgment in the end time will be unparalleled from the times in the Old Testament.
极其可怕的。
It will be so fearful and so frightening.
所以我们现在在恩典期是在神的怜悯之下。
So today we live under the grace period of God. We are surviving under His mercy.
但这不是永久的。
But this grace period is not forever.
时候到了，神的公义就来了。
When the time is at hand, God's judgment will surely be swift.
所以在当时啊，所多玛为什么罪恶这么大，一下毁灭就来？因为旧约跟新约是不太一样。
And so we will wonder how come the punishment for Sodom and Gomorrah was so swift. It is because the grace period of the Old Testament time and New Testament time is different.
那罗德住在所多玛。
And Lot lived in this evil city of Sodom.
那最后是天使把他救出来。
And he was delivered by the hands of angels.
所以我们要想一个问题啊，为什么罗德到最后不会被毁灭，被救出来？
And we can ponder this question, why was not Lot destroyed along with the city?
其实啊，罗德本身啊，他也不愿意离开所多玛。
We can see that Lot himself was unwilling to leave the city of Sodom.
是天使把他拉出来的。
He was actually dragged out by the hands of the angels.
因此罗德住在所多玛，对他的信仰是一个很大的一个考验。
And so for Lot to choose to dwell in Sodom was actually a great trial for his faith.
差一点点被灭掉。
And just a little bit more, and he would have been destroyed along with the rest of the people of the city.
那到最后为什么神会把他救出来？
Now why was he rescued at the very last final moments?
好，我们看十九章的二十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 29. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
这里说神毁灭诸城的时候，他纪念亚伯拉罕。
It states here that when God destroyed the cities of the plain, God remembered Abraham.
所以就是派天使把他救出来。
And so God sent angels to deliver Lot.
那到底什么叫做神纪念亚伯拉罕？
What does it mean that God remembered Abraham?
那如果我们看创世纪十八章。
We turn to Genesis 18.
从二十二节开始。
From verse 22 onwards.
一直到三十三节。
To verse 33.
亚伯拉罕跟神是一个朋友。
Abraham and God were friends.
所以在十七节。
And so in verse 17.
神说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?
那神要做什么？要毁灭所多玛。
And what does the Lord intend to do? He intends to destroy Sodom.
所以他就告诉亚伯拉罕。
And so the Lord said to Abraham.
那现在亚伯拉罕怎么办呢？他所爱的罗德在所多玛。
When Abraham received this revelation, what should he do? His beloved nephew Lot was in Sodom.
所以从二十三节开始，亚伯兰就开始求。
And so from verse 23 onwards, we see that Abraham pleaded for Lot.
求什么？
And what did he plead for?
当然这个罪这么大，那他要求神不要消灭这个城，一定要有一个原因呢。
And since the sin was so great of the city, there must be some reason that Abraham can plead his case upon.
好，那从二十四节开始，五十个义人，你要把他灭掉吗？
And so from verse 24 onwards, Abraham started to negotiate for them by saying, if there were 50 righteous men, would you destroy the city?
好，那神说，如果在二十六节你找得到五十个义人。那就因为这个义人就饶恕那个地方。
And the Lord responded in verse 26, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within a city, then I will spare all the place for their sake.
所以在神生气的时候，什么能够救我们呢？
So during a time when God is in his wrath, what can deliver us?
这就看得出来，人的义。
Only the righteousness of man.
五十个，他就不会消灭。
If there is 50 righteous, then God will not destroy the place.
但是找不到。
But they were not able to find 50 righteous.
那现在减作四十五个。
And then the number was reduced down to 45.
那神说好了，四十五个我也不灭。
Then the Lord agreed to 45.
那再减四十个。
And he will not destroy. Then it was reduced down to 40.
然后减到三十个。
Then reduced down to 30.
然后减到二十个。
Reduced to 20.
所以我们就知道神是宽宏大量的。
We can see how compassionate and broad is his forbearance and forgiveness.
一个这么大的城找不到二十个好人。
For such a great city of Sodom, that they were unable to find 20 righteous.
那求到最后，亚伯拉罕也不好意思。
And to the very end of his pleadings, Abraham was a little bit embarrassed.
因为你求这么久，神都说好啊，但是你就是找不到这么好人啊。
But because he has pleaded so many times and the Lord agreed, yet he was unable to find 20 righteous there.
那最后十个。
And so finally, Abraham pleaded for 10 righteous.
神说，只要你找得到十个义人，我也不会毁灭。
And the Lord agreed that I will not destroy the city but spare it if it were 10 righteous people found.
那既然找不到。
And since they could not find any righteous whatsoever,
所以毁灭就来到。
And so the condemnation came.
所以圣经里面说，一个义人都没有，这个世界一个义人都没有。
And so the Bible says that there is not one righteous in this whole world.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
Because the Bible says all of us are under sin.
不是神这么凶狠，是人罪很大。
It is not because God is very mean, it is because of the greatest sins of the people of this world.
所以神的愤怒才会临到人的身上。
And that is why the wrath of God will come upon the people of this world.
好， 那亚伯拉罕的祷告是神怜悯罗德。
And from the prayers of Abraham pleading to God, enable God to have mercy upon Lot.
所以今天呢，这个代祷真的是很重要。
And so therefore, today we see the prayer, intercessory prayer is very important.
你看每个教会里面呢，都是从家庭组成的。
In every church that we have ever established in church, it's always been started from a family.
一个家庭如果有一个守望者
，In one family, if there is a watchman,
那这个家庭很可能就因为这个守望者的警醒，得到神的怜悯。
And so, if there is this one watchman who is pleading on behalf of the family, then surely this family will be delivered by the Lord.
那如果一个家庭连一个守望者都没有，全家都在睡觉。
If a family does not even have one watchman and everyone is asleep,
这个就很危险了。
Then this is very dangerous.
因为没有人代求。
Because no one is interceding for the family.
没有人代求，这一家的灵性就很危险。
If no one is interceding for the family, then the spirituality of this family will be at risk.
那有的这个守望者是父母。
And some of these watchmen are parents.
有的守望者是兄弟姐妹。
Some of the watchmen are the brothers and sisters.
有的守望者是孩子。
Some of the watchmen are the children.
但是一定要有一个守望者。
But there must be at least one watchman in a family.
好像亚伯拉罕为着罗德祷告。
And just as Abraham prayed for his nephew Lot.
为我们自己的家人祷告。
We must pray and intercede on behalf of our family members.
那当我们祷告达到神面前。
And when our prayers reach the face of God,
神听我们的祷告。
And God hears our prayers.
神就会保守我们家里面这些比较软弱的人。
Then God will surely deliver and preserve the weaker members of our family.
甚至犯了罪，神也会感动他回头悔改。
And even when they have fallen to sin, God will move them to repent and return.
所以有时候我们看到一个家庭里面没有一个守望者，真的是心里着急，如同火在烧。
And so if we see that there is a family that is void of any watchman, then we will feel very urgently worried and anxious for this family.
因为从属灵上来讲，这实在是很危险。
Because spiritually speaking, this family is in danger.
那我们再想一个问题，为什么罗德他跟亚伯兰一起出来，到最后需要亚伯兰这样来代祷呢？
Let's consider another question. Why would Lot require the intercession of Abraham?
他不是等于同一个时间出来的吗？
Did they not both leave or at the same time together, begin their faith journey together?
那后来我们就发现了，罗德做了一个非常不正确的决定。
We find that Lot made a wrong decision, a critical decision in his life.
所以今天才会造成一个差不多会跟索摩多瓦一起被神毁灭。
And that is why his family fell into the same situation as the people of Sodom.
所以同一个家庭里面，信仰如果发生问题，常常是做了错误的决定。
And so why would a family fall from the Lord today? It is because many times of wrong decisions that have been made.
哪的一个做了错误的决定，那一个将来会成为这个家庭里面最需要关心代祷的一个对象。
And whoever has made that wrong decision is the person that needs intercession from the rest of the family.
好，那罗德做了什么决定？
And what type of decision was made by Lot?
好，我们现在回来看创世纪的十三章。
Turn back to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章。
Genesis 13.
从第十节开始。
Starting from verse 10
一直到十一节，请。
To verse 11, then Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, if you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other.
十二节。
Verse 12, Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom.
所以这个地方我们就发现这个罗德信仰的堕落是渐渐的，不是一下的。
And so we find that the digression or the decay of Lot's faith was in progression. It was not immediate.
啊，当他跟亚伯兰啊相处不来的时候
，When Lot and Abraham servants could not get along with one another，
那亚伯兰就宽宏大量，你先选啊。
And Abraham, having a very generous mind, he said, "You can choose first which way you will go."
好，那罗德啊，他看啊，索多玛、俄摩拉好像伊甸园一样。
And Lot lifted his eyes and saw that the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah were like the Garden of Eden.
啊，也像埃及。
It is also like the land of Egypt.
就是在当时非常荣华、非常快乐的地方。
It is a land of happiness and prosperity and abundance.
所以他做决定就是这个当原因了。
And so he used such worldly measures to make his criteria for decision.
这个就种下一个影子，后来为什么差一点点像索多玛被毁掉
？Because of this decision, it caused him to eventually be almost destroyed along with Sodom.
那今天呢、啊，对我们来讲到底是什么意思
？And what does this mean to us today？
所以主耶稣有引用这一段圣经。
Lord Jesus used this passage.
因此旧约圣经。从新约圣经可以看出他到底要教训我们什么。
We can see from the New Testament what the Old Testament is trying to teach us today.
我们看路加十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
一直到三十二节，请。
To verse 32.Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Verse 30, even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. 31, in that day, he who is on the housetop and his goods are in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back. 32, remember Lot's wife.
所以二十八节开始啊，罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又建造。
Verse 28, the people Lot's time ate, drank, bought, sold, planted, and built.
那到底这有什么不对呢？这没有什么不对啊。
Was there anything wrong with such activities? No.
圣经也说，吃喝这是吃快乐，这是神给我们的恩典。
The Bible states to be able to eat and drink, it is a blessing indeed from God.
又耕种又建造，圣经也告诉我们要勤劳。
And for them to build and for them to plant, it is also instructed by the scriptures to be diligent in our work.
甚至没有工作不可以吃饭。
Even the Bible says if we do not work, we should not eat.
安息日之前先说六日要劳碌做工。这个讲在前面呢，才讲第七天是安息。
And keeping the Sabbath day also says 6 days you shall labor and toil. So it is saying that you should have Sabbath if you labor and toil the rest of the week.
所以七天都安息，这不是神的旨意啊。
And so it is not God's will that you are taking rest every single day of the week.
每一天都没有做事，第七天还在强调安息，这个不是神的旨意啊。
If every day you're loafing around and then emphasizing rest on the seventh day of Sabbath, then this is not the will of God.
六日要劳碌做工。
6 days we must work. And toil.
第七天再享受安息。
Then we can rest on the seventh day.
那到底这个问题出在哪里？
And so where does the problem lie?
如果我们从前面一直读，
If we read from the very beginning of this passage,
我们就发现哦，就是把它当作生活的重点。
It is because they made all these activities as the focal point of their lives.
所以为了生存，你需要工作。
For the sake of survival, they need to work.
那工作以后，我们去享受我们劳碌所得来，这个都是正常的。
And after work, they reap the fruit of their labor to enjoy, to eat and drink.
但是在这个的前面有一个最重要的。
But prior to all these activities, there is one thing we must remember.
就是我们对神的国、神的义的追求。
That we must first seek the kingdom righteousness of the kingdom of God.
这个要超越工作跟生活的享受。
This goal shall transcend everything that we do.
这样就不会有问题啊。
And then there shall be no problems in our priorities.
如果这个没有了，我这个把它放到下面，问题就出来。
We are no longer seeking His kingdom righteousness, where we are putting it as a lower value in our family priority. Then we will see that everything will be out of distortion.
比方说我们在 找工作。
For example, today if we're seeking for a job,
真的最重要不是说多少钱。
The most important criteria is not our compensation.
第一个考虑，这个工作做了十年之后，对我的信仰会什么影响？
The first thing we need to consider is if we work at this job for 10 years, how will it affect our faith?
第二个考虑，
And the second criteria of
consideration, 这个工作对我的健康有什么影响？
How will this job affect my health?
第三个考虑，
And the third consideration,
这个工作对我的家庭有什么影响？
And how will this work affect the spirituality of my family?
那这个三个都没有负面的影响，接下去才来考虑工作的环境，他的薪水怎样。
Only when we consider the spiritual aspects of this job before we consider the compensation and practical matters of the job, will we evaluate things correctly?
那现在的人，包括很多的青年，第一个考虑就是薪水有没有高，第二个升迁有没有机会。
And today's youth, or many people, the society today, will first put as a criteria the compensation base to the benefits of the job and ability to grow.
所以工作越做，信仰越退步，有时候健康也没有，这家庭婚姻都搞坏了。
And so when they continue to pursue their career in this way, they may have failing health, they may have broken families.
为什么？
Why?
因为那个顺序不对。
Because their priorities have been mislaid.
那所以在最后一句啊，三十一、三十二节，
17:32，
回想罗德的妻子。
It says to remember Lot's wife.
那我们现在回来看呢，罗德的妻子到底怎么一回事
？Let's turn back to see what happened to Lot's wife.
创世纪十九章。
Genesis 19.
创世纪十九章。
Genesis 19.
17节
Verse 17. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, Escape for your life. Do not look behind you nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains lest you be destroyed.
第一个，天使把他们拉出来。
Firstly, the angels dragged them out of the city.
最危险的地方，天使替他做，把他拉出来。
The most perilous moment, the angels rescued them.
好，那出来以后。
And after that,
说逃命吧。
Then the angel said to them, "Escape your life."
你自己要跑。
And after that, you have to do your own running.
但是不可以回头看。
But you must not turn back to look.
第二个要跑到山上去。
And then the second thing is you must escape to the mountains.
所以其实罗德的妻子也是蒙恩的，神把他带出来。
And so we can say Lot's wife was also under the blessing of God because she was also rescued.
但是我们看回来看十七十九章。
But then we see in Genesis 19.
24-26节。
From verse 24 to 26. Then the Lord rained brimstone, fire, and Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. 25. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. 26. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
所以要回想罗德的妻子。
And so we must remember Lot's wife.
罗德的妻子变成一根岩柱。
Lot's wife became a pillar of salt.
她怎么已经出手都嘛，怎么还会变成岩柱呢？
Why would she turn to a pillar of salt if she has already escaped the city of Sodom?
回头过来看。
Because she turned around and looked behind.
那回头过来看是什么意思？
What does it mean to look back behind?
因为所多玛有最终的快乐。
Because there is the pleasure of sin in Sodom.
所多玛像伊甸园。
Because Sodom was like the Garden of Eden.
她虽然已经离开了。
Though she had already left the Garden of Eden.
她的心啊还在那里。
Sodom, but her heart was still there.
所以回头一看，变岩柱。
And so when she turned, she became a pillar of salt.
那这个到底告诉我们什么？
And what does this mean?
我们离开了这个世界。
When we leave from this world.
世界有最终的快乐。
And depart from this world, there is the pleasure of sin in this world.
如果我们的心呢、再回来看世界
，But if we continue to turn back to remember the joys or the, I mean the pleasures of this world，
很可能我们在灵性上就变成一根岩柱。
Then very easily our spirituality may turn into a pillar of salt。
所以不是神没有给我们恩典。
So it is not because the Lord has not given us blessings.
也不是神没有帮助我们。
It is not because the Lord did not give us a chance to help us.
是我们自己没有警醒。
But that because we are not watchful and alert.
所以在这个世代里面，好像索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
For us to dwell in this generation, it is like living in Sodom and Gomorrah.
神的恩典是够我们用的。
God's grace is certainly sufficient for all of us.
神要用圣灵加添我们力量。
And God will surely give us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
神要帮助我们。
And God will surely help us.
但是我们不能回头看。
But we must not turn back to our old ways ourselves.
要回想罗德的妻子。
We must remember the warning of Lot's wife.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
我们现在最后来祷告。
Now pray.
在这个末世的时间我们只有靠圣灵的能力，我们才能够在天国路上一直的往前迈进。
In this end time, we can only rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to strive forward on this heavenly journey.
所以我每天过一个祷告的生活，被圣灵充满，这是非常重要的。
And therefore, it is critical that we live a daily life of being filled with the Holy Spirit, praying every day.
那我们祷告的时候，也常常为着教会的圣工来代祷。
As we continue to pray, we need to remember the church and pray for the church.
那有一些信徒比较软弱的我们也来祷告中来纪念他们。
And to intercede for those weaker members in the church.
求主保守他们，带领他们。
We ask God to preserve them, to guide them.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.